local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcoming you to your weekend, a happy Friday. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now. News Radio, Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. The text line, 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. It is 4:15 right now, so we will start off the bat right away with today's first traffic and weather update, and a lot to talk about there. Starting with the weather, the most pressing update is that a tornado watch is now in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. Earlier this afternoon, I believe, still in effect in Okaloosa County, a tornado warning for far northern Okaloosa County right now. Again, no warnings in Escambia or Santa Rosa counties right now, but again, tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight, flood watch in effect through tomorrow, and here's Alan Strum to talk more about the weather this weekend.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain, and I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
Thank you, Alan. As far as the roads go, Austin, a few trouble spots out there, especially on the southwest side of town.
Yes, unfortunately, Joe. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some increased congestion there because of actually a couple of accident reports in that area. Also, at the intersection of U.S. Highway 98 and Lillian Highway, this is going to be where Lillian Highway turns into Dog Track Road. We do have some problems traveling both westbound on Highway 98 and southbound on Lillian there. And then slightly worse issues than normal if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. That's going to be giving you trouble basically all the way backed up to Navy Boulevard. So that's looking pretty rough as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway not looking too bad. Same with Navarre Parkway. But Caroline Street's looking worse, especially into downtown Middleton areas. This is if you're traveling eastbound coming from Dogwood Drive or westbound coming over Blackwater River. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right, we'll get our top three stories with our national headlines today, looking at some local headlines here. This morning in Georgia, family, friends, and fellow servicemen and women saying goodbye to Senior Airman Roger Fortson. This morning, Reverend Al Sharpton providing a pre-recorded message for the audience to hear.
You couldn't have gotten a better picture-perfect person as an example of how you do not go over the line and violate the law and violate human rights and human dignity.
Fortson,
and Roger.
Fortson, 23 years old, when he was shot and killed by an Okaloosa County deputy earlier this month, shooting, of course, under investigation by FDLE and state attorney's office. Bond denied this week for the suspect accused of shooting another man multiple times inside a Pensacola nightclub on Sunday.
He don't need to get out, sir. My son is not, we don't know. My son is company now. My son just had to go back in surgery thing. He don't need to get out. If y'all don't stop this, right, y'all don't show these people, all this shooting got to stop.
The victim's mother during yesterday's initial appearance for Javon Booker. Booker allegedly shot the victim at least three times at the Paparazzi nightclub and was arrested on Wednesday. First, Navy Day celebration, a bit of a damper due to the weather. Some of the events scheduled for the weekend have been called off. As far as tonight, the Night at the Museum Gala on board NAS Pensacola is happening as scheduled. So is Gallery Night, although they are watching the weather. We'll see what the Tornado Watch does to that, and if there's any changes, we'll certainly let you know. The Parade and Fun Fest that were scheduled for tomorrow have been canceled. As of now, the 4K run tomorrow morning is on, as is the Blues on the Bay for Sunday evening. Also, the Blue Angel documentary debuting last night. A lot of dignitaries, Blue Angel team members out at the AMC Bayou showing that, and first regular showings happening throughout the day today. Again, it's in IMAX Theater For a week before releasing on Amazon Prime next Thursday. 420, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our state headlines coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and today we commenced something that I have been working on for a year and a half. I've always wanted to do a whole series on the tenant commands at NES Pensacola, Whiting, and Corey in order to really help us understand all the different kinds of things that get done on the base aside from the museum and the Blue Angels and the lighthouse. And so we started that process today, an overview of the aviation training pipeline. And what is the base? Something not everybody understands. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Still got some heavy backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Had some accident reports in that area earlier, still causing some issues. Also have some backups at the intersection of U.S. Highway 98 and Lillian Highway. That's where Lillian Highway travels southbound and turns into Dog Track Road there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We typically have issues in that area, but they are worse at this time. There's going to be congestion that's going to back you up to about Navy Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good for the most part. We do have an accident report on Navarre Parkway, maybe causing some issues if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but it's not too severe at this time. And the last main spot is going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right. And, of course, a tornado watch also in effect for the listening area. That's in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. Looking at our state headlines today, state prosecutors are asking that bond be increased for Russell Carroll, who's facing charges that he impersonated his girlfriend Tanya Whipp and stole money from her account. The 38-year-old woman has been missing for nearly a year, and detectives now conclude that Whip is dead and Carroll is the only suspect in her murder.
And Naval Station Mayport's making a somber anniversary, marking one rather. Today marks 37 years since 37 sailors were killed when two Iraqi missiles struck the USS Stark in the Persian Gulf. Despite the damage, the guided missile frigate, my goodness, I can't read today, was able to sail to Bahrain and was repaired in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Following tours in the Atlantic and Middle East, the Stark was decommissioned in 1999 and scrapped in 2006.
The state of Florida increasing its efforts to prevent human trafficking. Attorney General Ashley Moody says there is now a hotline for people to report suspected trafficking. The move to create a state-specific tip line happened after a letter was sent to Congress accusing a national service of failing to get tips to police in a timely manner. That new number, 855-FLA-SAFE. Again, that's 855-FLA-SAFE.
And Florida is celebrating a record-breaking start to 2024. Governor Ron DeSantis says more than 40 million people traveled to the Sunshine State during the first 3 months of the year. That's a 1.2% increase compared to the same time last year. And yesterday's report also states that airport travel went up more than 9%.
Looking at our national news, we didn't get to our top three stories earlier. Aid moving into the Gaza Strip today on a temporary pier that was constructed by the U.S. military. The U.S. said aid is coming from several different nations and organizations, and it's all subject to Israeli security checks before distribution. Four people dead and about 800,000 without power earlier today in Texas after the powerful storm slammed Houston last night. The mayor says glass was blown out at some downtown buildings and trees and power lines knocked down throughout the city. And today, the man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's 84-year-old husband with a hammer will spend 30 years behind bars. David DePop sentenced today. His attorneys were asking for 14. Also in our national news today, the House passing a bill to prevent President Biden from withholding weapons to Israel. The push by Republican leaders is in response to Biden's decision to pause one shipment of bombs to Israel due to concerns over the full-scale military operation in Rafah.
And the House is passing the Ticket Act, targeting hidden fees. It aims to end deceptive ticketing practices that frustrate consumers. Lawmakers say the legislation will increase transparency by requiring tickets' full cost to be disclosed up front. It also looks to ban sales of tickets that sellers don't actually have and guarantee refunds for event cancellations. The bill now moves on to the Senate.
California stepped closer to formally apologizing to Black Californians for slavery. Los Angeles Assemblyman Reggie Jones Sawyer authored the bill.
California will join 9 other states that have offered some form of apology for their role in slavery. It is long past for the state to acknowledge its role and responsibility for the atrocities that promoted and facilitated the institution of slavery.
The state assembly passed a bill to apologize for the state's role in instituting slave laws and discriminatory practices since its founding. Jones Sawyer calling the move yesterday historic.
And prosecutors in Idaho rested their case Thursday against Chad Dable, accused in the three murders of his first wife, Tammy, and his current wife, Lori Vallow's two children. Prosecution believes Dable conspired with Vallow and another man, now deceased Alan Cox, in the murders. Dable was found guilty in a separate trial and sentenced to life.
4:30, we'll take a break there on that note. Coming back, a look at our sports headlines, health, business, science, entertainment, and much more. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Tom Graham. The Israeli military announced it has recovered the bodies of three Israeli hostages killed on October 7th during that Hamas attack on a music festival. Fox's Alex Hogan.
These three individuals had tried to escape the music festival. They were killed and then their bodies were brought into Gaza. Now all of the families of these victims have been notified.
Israel has vowed to continue the fight against Hamas until they're defeated. Winds topping more than 100 miles per hour. Severe weather ripped through Houston. Hundreds of thousands without power in Texas, Louisiana. Several rivers spilling their banks. That system pushes east.
We do have flood concerns across much of Louisiana, across much of the deep south, towards the panhandle of Florida.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth there on Wall Street. History made, the Dow closing above the 40,000 mark for the first time ever today. America is listening to Fox News.
Miller with Your Money Now. Well, ChatGPT says it's offering a new update that includes some more Google Drive integration. The update brings some new integrations and also allows users to pull files from Google Drive and OneDrive for additional context. Users can access the new integration and attach files from Google Drive by clicking on a paperclip icon on the chatbot interface. In addition to that, ChatGPT will also have interactive abilities with tables and charts. The update will be available to all users, including free accounts. However, paid users will have access to additional features. And the White House has signed into law the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2024. Now, the law will expand protections for air travelers, will also increase safety standards, and provide support for pilots, flight attendants, and air traffic controllers. The legislation will also help to reorganize the Federal Aviation Administration and help to streamline the agency's processes. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. The Dow, though, up over 130 points to close above the 40,000 mark for the first time in its history. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by Nesmond Taju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Maggie Gray with a Sports Minute. The NFL schedule was released this week, but good luck finding and, more importantly, paying for all these games. Having cable alone won't be enough if you want to watch out-of-market contests. This season, there are games exclusively on Amazon Prime, Peacock, Netflix, and ESPN Plus. Throw an NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube, and estimates could be nearly $800 to watch every NFL game this season. I'm Maggie Gray.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, save $8 on a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades in-store only. We'll even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets, more freshness, more softness, less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Southwest Pensacola was really giving us a lot of trouble, and it still is in a couple of spots. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, we still got some backups there. Same could be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, it looks like we still have some minor backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and a little bit on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That was due to a previously reported traffic incident. Outside of that, though, it doesn't look like there's too much that's going to hold you up.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. And, of course, again, the listening area under a tornado watch until 10 o'clock tonight. Again, no active warnings, but a tornado watch in addition to that flood watch that's in effect through tomorrow. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. As we look at what's happening in the world of sports today, we'll get to our scoreboard here in just a moment, but one of the big stories of the day, regardless of whether it's sports or not, was what happened at the PGA Championship this morning.
Yeah.
World number one, Scottie Scheffler, of course, coming off the Masters win, shooting 5-under today, and is tied for third place at the PGA Championship. But what happened before his round is what everybody's talking about.
I don't really know. I feel like my head's still spinning. I can't really explain what happened this morning. I did spend some time stretching in a jail cell. That was a first for me. You know, that was part of my warm-up. I was just sitting there waiting, and, you know, I started going through my warm-up. I felt like there was a chance I may be able to still come out here and play, and so I started going through my routine. I tried to get my heart rate down as much as I could today, but like I said, you know, I still feel like my head's spinning a little bit. But, yeah, I was fortunate to be able to make it back out and play some golf today.
Yeah, so Scheffler was arrested by Louisville police early this morning just outside of the club, the golf club. The start of the round was delayed for about an hour and a half after a pedestrian who volunteered to work at the golf course was hit by a charter bus and killed. Scheffler was not involved in the accident itself, but was handcuffed by a police officer after he was trying to drive past the site of where the accident had happened. He was in a marked PGA Tour vehicle. A lot of the golfers were doing the same. At best, terrible misunderstanding.
Yeah.
At worst, Scheffler is charged with second-degree assault of a police officer. The police officer alleges that he was dragged by Scheffler's vehicle. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, he shows up to the course a week, an hour after getting booked in the jail, then shoots a 5-under par today.
So not bad.
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's the world best for a reason. Did you want to give a live update on PGA?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, there's the top leader remains Xander Schauffele, who is at 4-under today, 13-under. He is in sole first place. Colin Morikawa shot 6-under today, is at 11-under par. And then Scheffler leads a group of three at 9-back. And then Tony Finau, Sahith Theegala, both at 8-under par, and down the list we go. But Schauffele, Morikawa, Scheffler, your top three right now.
Very nice. Another other news in sports here. The second leg of the Triple Crown goes down Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse. Post time for the Preakness Stakes is at 7:01 p.m. Eastern. Eight horses are set to run in the event. That's including Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan. The race's favorite, Muth, was scratched on Wednesday due to a fever. Sportsline now has Mystic Dan as the favorite with 5-2 odds. And, of course, beyond that, it's just more NBA and NHL playoff action. So if you're into that, you're on cloud nine. If not, you're probably sick of it at this point. But nonetheless, Knicks at Pacers at 7:30 on ESPN. Pacers down 3-2.
That's going to be a good one.
It is. And then we've got in the NHL Panthers at Bruins at 6 o'clock. That has the Bruins down 3-2. That's the first half of a TNT doubleheader. It's going to be followed by Stars at Avalanche at 9 o'clock. The Avalanche are down 3-2. So three elimination games tonight. And, yeah, that Knicks-Pacers one has been completely unpredictable. In the MLB, a relatively local team on Apple TV Plus tonight, Rays at Blue Jays at 6:07. And then in college football, the official trailer is out today for EA Sports College Football 25. Its release will mark the first college football video game published in 11 years, and the game releases on July 19th.
Very good. 4:42 now at News Radio Pensacola. Having more than one kid will now cost you more in childcare than rent in most states. Here's Aaron Rayall with more.
According to the nonprofit Child Care Aware of America, the cost of two kids in child care exceeds the average rent payment by at least 25% nationwide and is more than double that in eight states and D.C. The average price for one child in care was $11,582 last year. It now accounts for about 10% of a married couple's income. $24 billion in federal funding that had kept hundreds of thousands of child care centers open during the pandemic ran out last September. This school year, more than 3 million children may lose access to care, with thousands of programs set to close. Aaron Rayall, NBC News Radio.
And new accessibility features are coming to Apple products. The company announced features this week that will enable people with physical disabilities and limitations to use iPhones and iPads. One of the features is eye tracking, which allows users to control the devices with their eyes. Another feature is music haptics for users who are hearing impaired.
The European Union has launched a formal investigation into Meta, saying the social media giant is failing to protect children on its platforms. The probe focuses on whether Facebook and Instagram are addictive to young users and if parent company Meta is doing enough to protect children. If Meta is not found to be in compliance with the European Commission's Digital Services Act, a sweeping new law for online platforms, then it could be fined as much as 6% of its global revenue or forced to change their software.
Jeez. New research shows that 1 in 7 Gen Z credit card users have maxed out their cards. That's from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which defined the generation as those born between 1995 and 2011. That's just over 15% of the group. Compare that to under 5% of baby boomers and under 10% of Gen Xers who have maxed out their credit cards.
A record high above 40,000 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average today as investors are buoyed by reports showing inflation is cooling and that could lead to a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones was up 134 points to 40.03. The S&P 500 rose by 6 to 53.03 and the NASDAQ dropped 12 to 16.685.
And exactly 4:45 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. It's a bit more of the same. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, still dealing with some backups there. Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, dealing with the same as well. And now we have some backups developing. This is going both north and south on a Highway 297A. This is between where it splits with South Highway 97 and Pine Cone Road. Pine Cone Drive rather. So be on the lookout for that. Nothing too severe though. So nothing too much to worry about. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking relatively okay. Navarre Parkway has a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street has some issues here and there, but the typical issue we see coming westbound over Blackwater River is not looking too bad at this time.
A shower or a thunderstorm could really pop up anytime between now and all the way through the day Saturday. We could see some heavy rain, several inches of rain possible. And if we do, I think the majority of that would be early Saturday morning, like around sunrise, give or take. And we do have a flood watch in place for that. High Saturday with a cloud cover and rain around 80 degrees. The clouds clear Sunday, beautiful and sunny, with highs in the mid to upper 80s and less humid weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, and again, tornado watch in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. Looking at some pop culture notes today, Grand Theft Auto 6 is setting a fall 2025 release date. The game's trailer was released back in December, crushing viewership records and suggesting a high demand. It had been more than a decade since GTA 5.
Oh, man, that's my
your wheelhouse?
Yeah, because, I mean, I was like...
Never played it.
Man, what was it? 2013 was when GTA 5 came out, so I don't even know what grade I was in. Like 7th, maybe? 6th or 7th?
All right.
Man, that was a good time. John Krasinski's If is off to a decent start at the box office. The film about imaginary friends made over $1.7 million from Thursday previews. It's expected to make around $40 million in its first weekend in theaters. Also new this week is the horror film The Strangers Chapter 1, which made $1.2 million on Thursday and is expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its debut.
Yeah, the new album by Billie Eilish is now streaming. Hit Me Hard and Soft is the third album. A clip of the lead single, Birds of a Feather, was teased earlier this week on Netflix, but otherwise no singles were released ahead of its debut because she says she wanted to give it all at once.
And we just saw the ACM Awards. If you're a big fan of our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, there's some familiar names here. Lainey Wilson and Chris Stapleton are the big winners of the night. Lainey won Entertainer of the Year, Best Female Artist, and Best Music Event with Jelly Roll. Chris took home Best Male Artist and Album of the Year. Here's Jelly Roll talking about Best Music Event for Save Me.
I'm going to try not to get emotional, but no pun intended, but seriously, this song saved me. I was in a dark place. I wrote it from my soul. I knew people would connect with it. 1 year ago today, Lainey Wilson and I stood on this stage and debuted it. This song is a triple platinum record. I wrote it with a high school friend. We never thought we'd be songwriters. I never thought I'd be standing here. I thought I would die or go to jail, and I'm standing here as an ACM Award winner. You hear what I'm talking about, Dexter? Let's go, baby!
Very pastor-ish. He could be a preacher.
He kind of sounds like who was the... What's the actor's name that starred with Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights?
Oh, his rival racer or whatever, his buddy?
His buddy, yeah.
Yeah, gosh, they've played in a few movies together.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember his name, but he kind of had that that little twang that he had there. But yeah, good for Jelly Roll. You know, it's hard not to like the guy for everything that he does. Very humble and puts out good stuff, obviously. 4:50, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our... A recap of our top stories today. Final check of the roads and weather for this hour as well. A lot going on there. Wacky stories and good news as well.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50 plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and today we commence something that I have been working on for a year and a half. I've always wanted to do a whole series on the tenant commands at NES Pensacola, Whiting, and Corey in order to really help us understand all the different kinds of things that get done on the base aside from the museum and the Blue Angels and the lighthouse. And so we started that process today, an overview of the aviation training pipeline. And what is the base? Something not everybody understands. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
.452 on a Friday. News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate it, and hope we infotain you on the way home. A little something for everybody, we like to say. As we wind down here, a recap of the day's top stories. Aid now moving into the Gaza Strip today with the temporary pier constructed by the U.S. military. Aid coming from several different nations and organizations. Four people dead during the round of storms in Texas last night. 800,000 without power at its peak. Also, Louisiana dealing with damage as well. 100,000 remaining without power there. So we'll see what, if any, is left over here with this storm system that's headed our way. The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer will spend three decades behind bars. That was the sentencing for David DePapp today. Local headlines, the funeral this morning for Senior Airman Roger Fortson at his hometown in Georgia today. Also, bond was denied for the 31-year-old man accused of shooting another at the Pensacola nightclub Paparazzi on Sunday. That's Javon Booker. Navy days, the weather putting a damper on this weekend's events. So tonight you've got the Night at the Museum Gala. That's happening at NAS Pensacola. Gallery night is still on. Of course, watch out for the weather there. Tomorrow, the parade and fun fest are called off. As of now, the 4K run is on, as is Sunday's Blues on the Bay. Sunday, no concern there. That's going to be a very nice day on Sunday there. So that's what's happening here. 4:54, we'll get a final check this hour with Alan Strum. Again, with in mind the information that a tornado watch is in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock tonight.
A flood watch is in place as we could see several more inches of rain. And I think the bulk of that rain is going to fall on Saturday morning and probably very early in the morning as some thunderstorms rumble through. But between now and through the day Saturday, at any time, a shower or a thunderstorm could pop up. Now, Sunday's weather looks absolutely beautiful with some drier, less humid air in the area, sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
And looking at the roads here, we still got some backups if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. And the same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We do have some minor backups developing if you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, coming from 9 Mile Road and heading towards I-10. But that is not too severe at this time. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. For the wacky segment this hour, I thought we would give everybody just a snippet of your tax dollars at work, your esteemed sirs and ladies that are representing us in Washington. Last night, the House Oversight Committee met, and they were discussing the contempt of Congress resolution against Attorney General Merrick Garland. Here's how it sounded. You're going to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
your
order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words.
That's AOC.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Oh, baby girl. Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl?
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who will have to fail? Miss Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she needs to apologize. No.
Okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Miss Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then,
reserve the right to object.
I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me,
Mr. Chairman? The minority.
It's pretty self-evident.
You're not.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Your chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike the.
I move to strike the lady's words again.
That's two requests to strike. Oh, they cannot take the words.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please, here's the correct apology.
Ms. Green, do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Listen, that's where the audio ends. A what now?
Yeah, that's where I stopped it. It goes on for another 45 seconds.
But the
eyelash comment at the first, and then the bleached, butched body zinger there from Democratic Congresswoman Crockett there at the end. But yes, that was our government at work for us, the American people, last night.
Wow. Okay. Thousands of Kyles are traveling to the city of Kyle, Texas this weekend. I think we've touched on this before. They're trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same first name. The Kyle Fair, a Tex-travaganza, will need 2,326 Kyles to break the record. The events manager said that it got nearly 1,500 Kyles last year.
Yes, we have talked about this before, and hopefully they've taken a lesson from our friends to the north in Canada with the largest T-Rex meeting.
Yeah.
That they have enough wristbands and that they keep all of the Kyles in the same place for
60 seconds.
At least 60 seconds there so we can talk about a new record being broken. Here's a good boss. A company called Exos trains high-performance athletes. Their CEO launched something called You Do You Fridays, where employees get to do whatever they want. They can catch up on work or they can take the day off, but no one's allowed to have meetings or send emails. Austin, would you be okay with a You Do You Friday at your place of employment?
Yes, I would, but who wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. All right, that'll do it for us, a busy Friday again. Tornado watch in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up now on Pensacola right now.